but I'm not a cheerleader. I wanted to be a cheerleader, rooting on the football team from South County High School, shaking my tatas and my ass, and wear a pleated skirt and be the cherry on top of the human pyramid. But I was told that boys couldn't be cheerleaders. They could be football players, baseball players, and wrestlers. They could play soccer or tennis, although tennis was considered a little bit faggy by some. But they couldn't lead the pep squad and a rousing cheer. And I guess that's why I had to take shop instead of home economics. Had to look interested in making an ashtray in the shape of a leaf, or a lamp in the shape of an elephant. Learning to build and fix things with boys who actually wanted to know how to build and fix things. Instead of learning how to bake a cake, or a tuna noodle casserole, or how to sew a button on. Talents that I knew even back in 1975 that I would need to know when I was a 44-year-old gay man living alone in a second floor, one bedroom, in downtown Albany. No, I was told I couldn't be a cheerleader with the perkiest set of pom-poms you ever saw, and had a name like Muffy or Buffy or Cindy Lou, cheering on the boys with Leif Garrett dues. And I never got a chance to score with the team's tight end named Blythe and his VW bug in the school parking lot long after the game, acting all upset when he tore my Angora sweater or poodle skirt. But I wasn't really all angry. All I wanted to be was a popular slut who slept with half the team, including tackling the quarterback in my string bikini and going down on the linebacker or two, and maybe even giving the coach a blowjob on that tiny whistle of his. But boys had to play with G.I. Joe and not Barbie or her boyfriend Ken. And boys could be lawyers, doctors, firemen, policemen, or astronauts, but they couldn't sing One Boy from Bye Bye Birdie, and they couldn't watch Charlie's Angels only to want to be Farrah Fawcett, or if not her, Kate Jackson, the smart one. And you couldn't spin around the living room and pretend you were Wonder Woman. And most certainly a boy could not be a cheerleader unless he saved all his money for a sex change operation. And I was still saving up for the new Sean Cassidy album.